Batman Universe.
Welcome to the Batman Universe podcast. I am Jamie Magoo, and with me, as always, is Andy DeGenova, starting this new Bat year of fantastic nerdisms and movies and fantastic, awesome greatness. What a year to be alive.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year,
happy
buddy.
Happy 2016.
Oh, man.
Dude. Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice comes out this year.
Less than 3 months.
That's right. Do you know what comes out next year? Justice League.
That's bonkers. I was trying to, because we haven't gone over the film slate in a while.
It's really late next year, and right now we're really early this year. But
whatever,
that's
man.
That's details.
Whatever. Listen, it's...
tiny details. Well, they're about to start shooting Justice League at some point. Like in the next 2 months.
That's bonkers. That's so weird. We've talked about this how many times, but like the fact that this is the start of this new universe, right?
It's the start.
It's the beginning.
Of something new. That's from High School Musical.
That's why I don't know it.
You should.
But
it's delightful.
Okay, well, I'll take your word for it, but. No, that really just... I lost my train of thought when you did that. Just knowing Justice League is coming. And
the start of something massive.
Yeah, and we're just figuring out what the hell this universe is, you know? Like, it's... in a couple months, we're going to have a real good idea of what's... what the tone, what's coming, you know? I mean, I guess technically you'd say Man of Steel has set up...
technically, but everybody knows for real... that
yeah,
this is the launch.
Yeah.
At this point, Man of Steel is the prequel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, that was the selling point to get this universe started.
Yeah, it was a start.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, there's evidence all over the place that we are getting very close to the launch of Batman v Superman.
I think as of today, this recording, we're at like 77 days? Maybe 76? I don't keep up on it the way a lot of far more committed fans do.
I don't do the countdown.
No, I don't.
Clocks.
I used to, and then I just got.
It makes me crazy.
I just got lazy. But you know, like I'll at least see someone, God bless them, on Twitter who will say the date. And I feel like yesterday it was 78, so today it's 77. We record this on Friday, so the point is we're 2.5 months,
dude. I mentally keep going back to our conversations when this was first announced.
Oh,
like,
my
when
God.
We first saw the logo,
oh my
and
God.
We were like, this is happening! And now it's...
and
now
I will forever
toys.
I will forever take with me the memories of us getting that first picture of Batfleck.
Ugh.
That was
a great morning.
It was a great day.
Like, that was such a
on
Christmas
my deathbed,
morning.
I'll be there with my great-grandchildren. We're like, did I ever tell you about the day they showed us Ben Affleck as Batman?
We literally did nothing the entire day.
We were all eating Lucky Charms. It was this very sugary cereal they used to let us eat.
Back before everything became a blend of chicken and corn mash... we had this thing called cereal.
They used to let us choose to eat gluten.
And back before the apocalypse, there was these things called movies. And there was this film we were all quite excited for. I mean, yeah, just you bringing up that picture, like the sort of happenstance of it, you know, like it was kind of like... it felt like this found secret because it just like you had it, you know, and it was just thrown out there real hastily. Like we knew that the Batmobile was coming soon. Like that was the only hints that we'd had.
Like,
we're going to see the Batmobile sometime, probably in the next 2 weeks. But we got the Batmobile and Ben Affleck in the bat suit in that one picture. And it was just like I love like most of these things that we've gone over. It's like, there's only a few things that I've had to, like, kind of sell myself on. Like, that was one of those ones where I was just like, dude, it's what I hoped it would be, you know?
Yeah.
And I know that, like, having listened to other people and, like, ever since the trailer has come out for this movie, the most recent trailer, like, I find we're a lot more forgiving and optimistic than a lot of people, which I really enjoy still. But, you know, overall, it's like... It's just cool. Like, it's
like
not a translation.
If my biggest flaw is that I'm too optimistic, I can accept that.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. I'd rather be that.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, generally, you're getting advice to be that way, you know?
I'm not, you know, like...
Well, like, cheer up, Charlie.
You're not,
is,
you know, you're not negative enough.
Yeah, that doesn't...
Well, you know, okay, I'll accept it.
That's not something very commonly heard. Like, will you just... You know, get down on something.
Stop,
like,
being excited about something you love.
Yeah. Would you be more of a prick sometimes? Just overall, could you? Jeez. So anyway,
let's get some news.
Dude, so the first little nugget here, just because this is great, because there's a picture of Superman and Batman on the side of a freaking building.
Yeah.
In New York City, we're starting to get some banners for BVS, just... like I had said, hinting at the idea that this is very close.
Well, and it seems like, you know, the clock struck midnight on December 31st, and the Batman v Superman merchandise machine immediately fired up.
And just started cranking out Aquaman.
Because the toys hit on January 1st, and now we're seeing the marketing everywhere. You're seeing posters everywhere. You know, you're seeing... T-shirts and everything. It just feels like, you know, we're about to get this TV special in less than 2 weeks now.
They were
waiting for the year to start, and now it's like, boom, let's do it.
Why do you think that is still? Do we have any inkling why they would have held out before the holiday season for this stuff? Do you think it's Star Wars?
I think Star Wars, yeah. And rightfully so, as we saw, nobody wanted to talk about anything but Star Wars from the week before it came out until the new year, like, that was the conversation, rightfully so.
True.
So it's like, why fight that?
Yeah.
Why bother?
Yeah.
And they still gave us some stuff during the, you know, they gave us the posters and a little bit during that time.
Yeah.
But it's like, let Star Wars have its day.
Yeah. And why compete?
Yeah, why? It's, you've got 3 months between the two, or I guess closer to four.
Yeah. It just feels like it just came out, but it's like it's been out for, what, 3 weeks now?
Over 3 weeks.
And
so,
it just hit the biggest movie ever, box office ever.
So it's like why...
That was probably a good move on their part.
Yeah, like if there's a Star Wars typhoon going, why be screaming into it about Batman v Superman? Yeah.
Check out this BB-8 Sphero toy. No, but look at this Wonder Woman. Not now, Charles, okay? Mr. Rovin, I can't. I'm looking at Sphero BB-8.
Yeah. I think it's smart. You know, Star Wars out there doing amazing, and everyone has seen it, and so now it's time to get ready for the next big thing.
Yep. Their DC is over there just going. They just turn on, they put in the CD. I don't even know the name of the artist, but the Are You Ready for This song that they always play at basketball games.
Yeah.
Y'all ready for this? And it's just like big BVS logo flashing and confetti, and it's like, yes, we are. Here it is.
Yeah.
That would have been a great ball drop. Instead of the ball, like, if you had the BVS logo.
They should have done that.
Hindsight.
So anyway, the point is the banner, which is still the first news story that we have.
We're excited, Andy and I.
We haven't
talked Batman in a little while.
We haven't really gotten a chance to do this since before Christmas.
Yeah.
But the banner, it is the IMAX posters that we had seen previously.
Right.
But what they did was they cut them together into one image, and it looks great.
It looks rad. I wasn't sure how that would if that would go together. Yeah. I didn't think they were going to do that.
So you got half of Superman's face, half of Batman's face, and then a combined logo in the middle with the date. I'm still really excited about what a final poster will look like.
Mm-hmm.
I love these as, like, teaser posters and everything, and I like the character posters, but I feel like there's still got to be, like, one epic one sheet.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. Yeah, the one...
That has the Trinity standing together.
Right, because
for real. Like, not the Photoshop versions that... fans have been making.
Yeah, do they? Because they don't have any of, like, the posters that they put up in theaters. The coming soon. Are there any BVS posters like that up now?
Just these. I mean, these are out there.
Those are out there
in
the theaters.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
I've seen these in the theaters, and I've seen the character ones in the theater.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, those are already out there.
Oh, okay.
But again, I'm sure there will be like one final poster, and I look forward to what that's going to be.
It's just going to be the Batman Returns poster, but it's just going to say BVS. Like,
they
don't even change the actors.
That's fine. I love that poster.
This is an amazing poster. So, you know what? It's bold. I'll give you that. A bit confusing, albeit. But we love it either way.
Wow. Superman looks like a little bird man.
A little frightening. Did Superman always spit black goo? I don't remember that part. So, yeah, guys, it's coming. And we are pumped as ever. As this movie is coming, there's going to be more interviews out there with these actors and directors, as we've kind of been getting. And directors, the director, Mr. Snyder himself, was talking a little bit, BVS, with MTV when he was promoting the Doritos Super Bowl commercial contest, which we talked about previously. And he was talking about some of the reviews that had been coming
out. The alleged review from the alleged screening.
Yes, indeed. Because there was two, right?
There's only one that went
That went like
viral.
Crazy, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you can tell, basically, I've stayed away from that.
Actually, no, then there was a YouTube one.
Oh, was there?
There was. Again, like, the YouTube one, to me, felt like someone who had read the Reddit one and was like, oh, I'm going to piggyback on this and get some hits. Huh. That's what it felt like.
You guys have to think,
because
he kind of just
said
what
the Reddit review said.
Yeah. Well, I have to thank Andy, and you guys have to as well, because he's biting the bullet, and he's kind of spoiling the movie for himself, potentially.
Depending on
how true some of this stuff is, because I saw it out there, and Andy offered it up, and I was like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it.
Yeah, so I read it, but I gave the spoiler-free, quick overview to you and Brian.
What a champion.
I didn't want to.
I know. No, it was very nice.
It's fine.
Truly appreciate it. It's like, I would have been fine with just waiting and all that, but it's kind of cool because overall, that review was very positive.
Oh yeah, on the plus side, these alleged reviews are very positive, mm-hmm. which is good.
Yeah,
if they're real,
right?
But it's interesting because here, Zack Snyder talking to MTV, he said that the Reddit review of the movie was hilarious. So.
Which makes
either,
you wonder.
Either he's deflecting, uh-huh. which is totally possible,
mm-hmm.
or the guy's just full of shit,
mm-hmm.
which is also very possible.
Right. Yeah, it's... So anyways, what he said about it was, of course I hate it when any spoilers come out. You design the movie as a story that evolves as you watch it, so moment to moment you're thinking, oh my god, what's going to happen next? Are they going to live? Are they going to die? So you want that experience for the audience as much as you can. If you're an audience member exploring these articles looking for answers to questions that you have, maybe you're okay with knowing before you go. It's like an individual taste. But like I said, I want people to see this movie without knowing. You see both sides, and he's seeing both sides.
I think you're realistic about the reality of some of the stuff is going to get out there, but you hope for the best, and you do everything in your power to keep that from happening. But hopefully, you know, like you, unlike me, you know, you're good enough to not look. And again, well, and I've tried to not look, and I saw an article yesterday that was like breaking down the Reddit review, because Lord, they know people will click on it,
mm-hmm.
and I did. And halfway through, I closed it because they got into stuff that even past the initial Reddit review. I guess a bunch of people asked questions, and this guy continued to.
Oh, wow.
Expound on things,
jeez.
Which I did not read. And so they started breaking that down in this article, and I was like, oh, no, I don't know that.
Enough is enough. Wow.
And again, who knows if that's true.
Right.
But better safe than sorry. Snyder continued talking, though. He said, I have the benefit of seeing the movie. It's cool that they think it's... Oh, this is talking about people who thought that the trailer gave away too much.
Right, too spoilery.
Yeah, he said, I have the benefit of seeing the movie. It's cool that they think it's too much, and I appreciate people not wanting to know, but there's plenty that they don't know. There's a lot of movie that's not in the trailer.
Right, which is what we discussed.
Which, of course, you expect, but again, based on the people who were... crying foul, he had to acknowledge it.
Yeah. And you know, it's what we expected, you know, I think we know that there's some sort of a third act here or who knows, it could be a whole second act, but
we know there's going to be a Dawn of Justice.
Right, yes, indeed. We have there's good hints that we don't have all of the information here. I mean, it's I think it's just smart to expect that. You know? I mean, it's with Man of Steel that it was the same way. I feel, you know, there was not as probably not as much to spoil as per that movie, but there wasn't that much. I think until like a week up or two up until that movie came out, which is I was avoiding trailers and then watched those trailers after I had watched the movie. I was like, oh, yeah. No,
they didn't really spoil much.
They didn't really give almost anything away, you know? Like, but most of the Kryptonian stuff, like, that was just right before the movie came out, you know? So anyways, good to know there's more out there. He also spoke a little bit more on Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor. Andy, do you want to take us
into that? Sure, yeah, because obviously Luthor is a divisive topic about the film. It's one that a lot of people are not on board with. But he said, in the trailer, of course, he comes across in a very specific way. In the movie, he's like a million times more sophisticated than what you get in 30 seconds. That's also the fun of it. That's why you go to the movies, so you can actually see the context and understand the depth.
Yes. It's funny that you would have to say that.
Yeah.
But in the time that we live in, you do have to remind people that they haven't seen the movie.
Yeah.
Because they're so quick to form an opinion based off of so many little things. And the thing that's cool is it seems like they're more on the side of deceiving people now, knowing how difficult it is to surprise people or to impress them. You know, it seems like, I think much like we saw with Star Wars, without giving any spoilers away, you know, kind of leading them down these paths or giving them hints that may not be true or may lead you down a different path just so that you can have that surprise seems to be kind of the name of the game. So I'm really hoping that's what we're getting more of here. And following up, Henry Cavill also did an interview talking about BVS, surprise, surprise, and he was interviewed by Cineplex and was talking a little bit about, they kind of asked him about Man of Steel and some of the issues that people had. Obviously, we've talked about that before, and the issues, you know, that people said, well, they hope the BVS would kind of work to resolve some of these things, which I think we can honestly say that there are some of those things that they're at the very least addressing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The whole destruction of Metropolis, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's like we're seeing Superman on trial in the commercial. Like, that's going to happen. Like, I'm pretty sure that's what that's about. So his response was, the reception of my first Superman movie, from what I've read, was fairly mixed. Everyone I've spoken to enjoyed the movie, but not unlike if you're going to meet a stranger in the street, they're not going to badmouth you to your face. There's no intentional move, I don't think, in Batman v Superman to address any issues that people had with Man of Steel. It's just a continuation of that storyline, and they continue to develop that world and introduce new characters. he added that perhaps there's going to be more world building, and he's excited to explore new aspects of his brooding, conflicted, earth-saving alien that he's playing. He said, I think people may look down on some popular culture stuff, but they're actually very complicated and interesting characters. Funny to feel like you have to still sell people on Superman.
Yeah.
Superman especially, he's just wonderfully rich and one of those things for me that's just enjoyable to play. There's so far you can go with it. If you really, really delve deep into the character, there's so much you can do. It's just about exploring it within the vehicles and finding what you want to do. He's going to have some very interesting character development in this one. And yeah, as we've seen in his previous interviews, when he speaks about Superman, he talks about Superman's mentality.
Yeah.
You know, if this actor was taking it as like, well, I'm a buff dude who has superpowers, like, that's it.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm an alien superhuman creature thing and no one can stop me. Like, you know, then it'd be easy to see, like, okay, well, if you're looking at Superman like that, that's a boring character. You know, and frankly, that was hard for me even in the comics, why Superman didn't appeal to me for a very long time, because I did see him as sort of shallow in that way.
Yeah, yeah.
And adding, but you know, if you're adding that level of reality to this character, which Cavill is obviously, and Snyder is, you know, then you get a very complex and very conflicted character, which I think makes him more relatable. So I, you know, bottom line is, it's like, you know, he is definitely putting his effort into this and thinking about it in a very honest and truthful way, you know, right. as an actor and playing this character as very as earnestly as he can, which, you know, I know we appreciate, and you and I definitely saw that in Man of Steel. So
it's
give us more, man.
I think that's exactly it. Is, you know, everybody who's like Superman, there's nothing to him. He's just a big Boy Scout. It's like, well, here are people who are like, no, it's a lot more complicated than that.
Yeah.
Imagine if you were someone torn between two worlds, where you didn't fit into either, and you have to choose where your home is and what you're going to do with these amazing powers, or you are doing everything you can to help the world, and a group of them still hate you for it. And like, there's a lot of really interesting things there that are a lot. They're good to explore in these films. And
yeah,
so,
totally, man. I mean, you just have to remind people. It's like, this is like if you were told that you're an alien with superpowers, like as a teen. You know, even worse, like when you're already trying to fit in as a human, you know, and then you're like, by the way, you might want to be careful because you could accidentally lift a truck and then get everybody in here on the news filming you, and then you're going to be in some lab getting prodded the rest of your life.
Yeah.
So, you know, just be careful. The whole fitting in thing is really crucial for you.
Right, right. Or if there was an alien, like, you know, I mean, look at the Christopher Reeve movies. Oh, we have an alien flying around? Cool. I like that guy.
No big deal.
Like, man.
Just another day.
All right. It's fine by me.
Aliens, whatever, man. It's the future. That's how it goes. Like, first there was automobiles, now aliens. You know, it's crazy at first, but you adjust.
Yeah. So, taking a little more realistic stance of like, hey, not everybody's going to be cool with the alien. Not everybody.
Yeah.
So.
And it's a very complex thing to address, and I think that's what's going to make, you know, a very complex and interesting movie.
So,
was there any other BVS stuff I might have? I felt like there was going to be more, but because I think everybody was sort of on a lull with the holidays and the new year, there wasn't
really
a whole lot.
Yeah, not too much. Just these interviews coming up that, you know.
We recorded right before the holidays, so it was like, it felt like it was longer in between, but we haven't missed too much.
No, because, yeah, I mean, most of it they've been sitting down. And, well, this next piece is one of the big BVS news, but it's also Suicide Squad news and, as it turns out, Wonder Woman news.
Yes, indeed.
Because, as I mentioned kind of briefly earlier, there is going to be a special about the DC Extended Universe on the CW on January 19th. So, on this special, we are going to get... This is at 9:30 p.m. The CW will be airing a special called DC Films Presents... Dawn of the Justice League. It's going to be hosted by Kevin Smith and Jeff Johns from DC Entertainment. It's going to premiere three upcoming Disney movies. It's going to give us some more information and previews on Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice. We are going to get a brand new trailer for Suicide Squad.
Oh, balls.
And our very first peek at the in-production Wonder Woman.
It's going to be 3 hours long because Kevin Smith is going to be crying for two of those
hours.
Yeah,
well.
But, you know, I think we all know that going in, that's what it's going to be.
I don't blame him.
No, I might too.
So, sadly, it's only a half an hour, and it's going to fly by because I'm going to sit there being like, no, don't end.
Well, yeah. Come on, please, just a little more. It's like when you watch a movie you really love and those final credits roll, like back in the day.
Where, you
like,
know
VHS
it's getting
days.
To, yeah, it's, you know, it's coming to a close. You're, come on.
Isn't there
start it again.
Just do more. Come back on the screen.
So yes, we'll get some peeks at those three films, which is very exciting. We're also going to get to hear from Zack Snyder and Ben Affleck and Henry Cavill and Gal Gadot and Patty Jenkins. All the people who are creatively steering this
DC ship. I don't know who any of those
DC
people
ship.
Are, but...
So
they
this is really awesome, really exciting. I love that they're doing this. That is less than 2 weeks away, and I can't freaking wait. I think it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I love this, that this is kind of becoming like a thing again, you know, like the anticipation, because I think Brian was pointing out this used to be something that they would do more often.
Yeah, they used to. Like, if you remember, like, on the Batman Forever Blu-ray is a TV special, The Making of Batman Forever, hosted by Chris O'Donnell, and he climbs out of the Batmobile.
I remember watching that
aired during primetime.
Mm-hmm.
They used to do that for big movies, and it was really cool.
Yeah.
And again, as a kid, we didn't care if spoilers. We just were like, show me anything, because I can't wait for this movie. And so we would watch those things, but you don't see it as often anymore. And so it's I love that they're doing this, and I love that not only that we're going to get these little sneak peeks, but I love that it is just another piece of Warner Brothers really firmly planting its flag in the ground and saying this is something we are 100% committed to, and we want to let as many people know about it as possible.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that is what it's perfect for. Even if we didn't see almost any new footage, I mean, aside from the trailers, getting these creators in here to talk about this Batman and this Superman, and just getting excited about that, kind of coming to the backstories, you know, like those, I think it was those Scholastic books we were talking about last time that are coming out, and introducing those characters. That's what you're doing, you know. I think it's like, there's no harm in kind of getting people up to speed about certain things, or just reminding them about certain things, because we already know, based off of just the little press releases and things that they've done, where these characters are sitting in this universe. It's still kind of loose, but overall, you know, we know where they are and who they are. And so by kind of just embellishing a little bit on that and kind of talking, you know, the creators talking about, oh, well, we wanted this kind of Batman for this movie, you know, getting a little behind the scenes on top of that. It's just, it's kind of like they do that before, big like UFC events too. Like they'll show these backstories of these fighters and you see all this strife and this effort and that going into their training and all this, and it really builds up the momentum for the fight because you feel like you get to know them. You see all that they've put in, you know. It's like,
or like on The Bachelor when they show the backstories of the different contestants, like when they're like, "Oh, this is the dental hygienist from Kentucky. She's a single mom and her dad passed away."
This is I'm finding that like our middle point here, we break off very drastically, Andy. I mean, Batman and superheroes, we're on the same page, but you made a High School Musical reference, you referenced The Bachelor, I'm over here talking about UFC, like, I don't know what is going on right now.
It's keeping you on your toes.
Yeah, man, you're doing it. I don't know what to expect. It's coming up next. What kind of I'm going to do a Jingle All the Way reference.
Oh
next,
my god!
Just to really,
oh my god,
throw a wrench in the
gears. That's crazy. So anyway, TV special January 19th, 9:30 p.m. I will be there with bells on.
Yep, me too. We'll be watching with you. Like it'll be like. In an American Tale, somewhere out there, the song, you know, we'll all be underneath that same pale moonlight, being together.
That's a good
but we're going to be watching Suicide there, or this the CW special all together, metaphorically holding hands. Moving on, Margot Robbie wishes she was more like Harley Quinn. That's it. That's the story. No, just kidding. So she was speaking to Cineplex. Cineplex getting the corner on a lot of these things.
I know.
These interviews. Good job, Cineplex. Was talking a little bit more about playing Harley, her new spirit animal, as they say. And she said, "Harley is creepy, violent, crazy. All of the things that I aspire to be. No, it's fun. Wait. No, it's the fun of living." Oh, okay. In response to what she just said, "No, it's the fun of living vicariously through someone who is doing things that I would never do in real life." So, I guess not. I guess not really.
Yeah.
Really wishing she was Harley Quinn.
It's, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you gotta know as an actor, not me as an actor, but I'm just saying as an actor, they probably are just in love with this kind of role. I mean,
oh,
this
yeah.
has got to be so fun
for
her.
Where you just get to
her.
Cut loose and have a blast.
And just be insane and just, you know, and then you have everybody around you just making you look amazing, you know, and everything you do, like, you know, powerful. It's got to be like, you watch that. I wonder if it has an effect of being like, you watch it and you go, "God, that's like, that's me," you know? Or if it could go the other direction, you're like, "I'm amazing, look at me," you know? Like, this is oh, here's a reference, like Phoebe and Friends when the woman replaces her voice in the Smelly Cat video. There you go, I can mix it up. And she's, instead of being shocked that it's not her voice, she's like, "I'm incredible." That's Margot Robbie.
Hey, I'm sure, like when David Prowse saw Star Wars and went, "I had no idea I had such a wonderful baritone."
You brought it back. Good job. Hey. You brought it back into the nerd realm. So that's about it.
Yeah, she also praised Will Smith. And this is kind of funny, though. She said that, "I actually texted him when I heard he was in negotiations for Suicide Squad, and I kept peer pressuring him, saying, 'You'd better be taking this movie.' He obviously signed on for his own reasons, but I was so incredibly happy we got to do a round two," because they co-starred in Focus together.
Right. Did you see that?
Yeah, I loved it.
Was it good? Yeah, it looked good.
I highly recommend it. It was great. So that's kind of fun, too. I love that these guys know each other, and it's like, oh, I just signed on to be Harley Quinn. Hey, Will, come on, join the party.
You might want to do this one. It could be a big deal. He's like, all right.
And what I love about that is that for as much people who are kind of unsure about Batman v Superman, I see a lot less of that around Suicide Squad.
Totally. Yeah, it's very interesting.
But it's because the Suicide Squad characters come with a lot less baggage.
Totally. Yeah, that's a huge part of it. This is...
with the exception of the Joker, and that's where the most
heat
problem has come from.
Yeah, and which is very interesting because that, you know, tonally with this movie, how different it is, you know, that's the one, that character, it's like that they went a really different direction.
Yeah.
So it's like they're taking good, bold steps, but, you know, thoughtful steps. Moving on, so Zack Snyder has... it was, I think, in the same interview with MTV, he was talking a little bit more about Wonder Woman, and was explaining how they approached the portrayal of Diana of Themyscira. And he said, "We kind of tried to just listen to Wonder Woman, to preserve her mystery, but understand her as much as we can, and the way that we see her in the movie. You've got to listen to Wonder Woman, because what Wonder Woman wants, Wonder Woman gets. That's just how it is. I think Gal Gadot is amazing, an amazing Wonder Woman, and really, I feel like there's an atmosphere out in the world where, with this giant, iconographic, strong female superhero, it's time. It's time for that, and it's long overdue." So, it feels like, much in the way that Batman sort of floats around us and is in the room, maybe Wonder Woman in this instance was sort of
hovering around. Trying to listen to the
whispering
the spirit
and Zach's
of Wonder
Woman.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, Zach, and he's like, I think it's South Park where they do that, where they have like this guy where he's like, like whispering evil things. Every time there's a reference like this of somebody whispering in their ear, I always think of that creature, that guy. But hopefully he's whispering good things. If that is who it is.
One can hope. And I think everybody agrees that it is time.
Totally.
Again, I feel like she might be what most people are excited about in the film. Like, when I've seen that trailer in the theater, Wonder Woman always gets a reaction.
Right.
And it's a positive one. Like, it's a good reaction. So he's right. It is time. And I so far, it looks like they're doing it right. And I love that. And just kind of along those lines, this week, Fandango did some sort of poll of moviegoers of, like, which new superhero are you most excited about seeing on the big screen? And number one was Wonder Woman.
Dang! That's rad, dude.
So the world is ready for Wonder Woman.
Yeah, man. There's something for everybody in this movie. But yeah, this is definitely a huge one right there.
Moving on, a little news. This is some news that came out and then went quiet for a long time.
Yeah.
So this is not a surprise, but...
not too big.
There was talk that there was a Titans TV show in development at TNT.
Mm-hmm.
It is officially dead. Akiva Goldsman was attached to the project. He was going to help usher it along. But sadly, it is not happening. The president of TNT said, "We just decided it wasn't quite where we wanted to go." Personally, I think it might be more complicated than that.
Yeah.
If he's telling the truth, to me that sounds like money.
Yeah.
Like, we at TNT don't want to pay for a freaking superhero show.
Right. I mean, because honestly, it can't... It wouldn't be about, popularity, I don't think. But at the same time, they did... TNT was Constantine, right?
No, it was NBC.
Oh, that was NBC.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I mean, the popularity of this would be huge, but... I mean,
it would be very buzzy, but it wouldn't be cheap.
There's an expectation.
I mean, depending on what direction they went. Unless they did the One Tree Hill version, where they're all in street clothes and going to high school. You know, like...
Yeah, nobody wants that. So, gotta pay.
So, but I also am not sure that's the case either, because this went quiet so quickly after it was announced, and then there was nothing for so long. I really think that there are a lot of rumors swirling about Nightwing coming into the movies and Cyborg the movies. And there have been recent rumors about the Cyborg movie actually becoming a Titans movie instead.
Right.
Which makes perfect sense.
Totally.
So
that'd be great.
I have a feeling it's more about that.
I would
It's more about Warner Brothers films kind of taking their toys back and go, actually, we're not done with them. Sorry.
Yeah. I know I said we'd share, but not so much. I would so much rather get that. Me too.
And I would have been all about this show. I really would. I would have been super psyched. But if you were to say, okay, you can get a TNT show or you can get a film, I would have chose film.
Yeah. And I mean, honestly, you have to think about, too, as we were kind of talking about yesterday, how many of these shows are out there right now. There's some stiff competition because they're all good.
Yeah.
You know, really, frankly, all of these, there's not, I can't really think of, you know, what would be a weak link in any of these comic book shows. There are ones that cater to different audiences for sure. So they're stronger in some senses for some people, but I don't think any of them are weak by any means. They're all doing very well. They're very popular and they're very good, you know? So bringing another show into this, like you said, you got to bring it.
Yeah.
So maybe it could be one of those things as well where they were like, you know, there's a huge expectation here and, you know, let's not do a disappointing version of the show or something that's lackluster. It's like, let's make sure we do these right.
And Constantine was the first casualty of maybe too many.
Right. And I'm interested to see actually coming up this next story that sort of leads into it, talking about superhero properties that, you know, may not be superhero enough.
Right.
May not have, you know, that are kind of maybe riding on the idea of superheroes, but not necessarily are being, you know, successful in that idea. But who knows? So what I'm talking about is, or do we have any more on the?
No, just kind of wait and see. But again, the film is just a rumor at this point. But honestly, for me, it's a rumor I hope comes true. But you just have to wait and see.
Me too. I mean, gosh, how. So many people screaming for Nightwing, man. Like, that's just a huge deal.
There's been these rumors of DC adding to their slate, you know?
Yeah.
The rumors about Justice League Dark. The rumors about Birds of Prey. The rumors about a Titans film. Like, it seems like
there's more than enough time and room to play around with that.
Yeah, they're not just in. They're all in.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so it will be interesting to see how that develops. And, man, if I could just get Nightwing and the Titans on the big screen, man. Ooh.
Good Lord, that would be good.
Good night.
Good night.
As you say.
Yes, good night.
So anyway, then moving on to this other show.
Yes, yes. So NBC has ordered a pilot of a Office style, The Office, I should say, the TV show, DC Comics comedy called Powerless. So they're moving ahead with this. The idea is that exploring the different side of the universe where it's people who are not... Wait, hold on, sorry. there's a lot of fluff in the beginning of this and I didn't read this whole article.
Yes.
But basically the official description reveals it's in a world where people... it's full of superheroes and villains and people like us. So it's going to be an office comedy, superheroes, villains, an office comedy about the exceedingly average employees at an insurance company and their quest to find their own power. So I think it's going to be kind of like, well, here's the people, you know, that are cleaning up the messes of these superheroes or trying to live a normal life amongst villains and superheroes and all of this madness and try and feel like they matter, probably, which, you know, if Lord knows if there were superheroes in the real world, you know, like,
it's like the people,
it would be very difficult to feel like you were important at all.
The people on the ground in Man of Steel looking up as Batman, Superman and Zod fight.
Yeah.
It's going to be about one of those guys.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Like, I can just imagine them all sitting around in the break room sipping coffee and all of a sudden, like, a super heroic battle, like, busts the window and flies in, and they all just keep drinking.
Yeah.
Don't even look. Yeah. The fight goes back out.
Yeah, they're like, jeez.
Goddamn Blue Beetle, you know, like, trying to freaking...
You know, dude, you just destroyed the microwave. My breakfast burrito was only halfway done. Like, that's... And that's actually, I think, what's cool about this is the fact that it is this The Office-style comedy. I mean, it definitely should be a comedy, for
sure. Oh, yeah.
Like, because playing it straight and trying to call this interesting would be a disaster. Like, it would be boring.
Yeah, yeah.
But having a sense of humor about the idea of, you know, superheroes existing and all of this, and just being like, well, I guess we gotta try and live normal lives now. Like, that's comedy written all over it. So, I really hope this is great, and I think this is enough of a different genre where it could totally hold its own.
Yeah.
You know, where it doesn't feel like you're like, oh, well, another superhero show you got to keep up on, you know, it's like, it's kind of like a comic relief, you know, almost a break, you know, like in between your episodes of catching up on Arrow and Flash and all this stuff.
You know?
So,
yeah, I'll check it out. I mean, it's not as exciting as something like Titans, but it could be fun and different and just different enough, you're right, to be really entertaining.
Well, we're not shy about the fact that, you know, we want our superheroes in our superhero shows.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, that's kind of the stuff that really excites us. So, no surprise there. But again, you know, this is kind of a little something different, you know, where it's like, well, this is kind of, I think of it almost like The Walking Dead, in that The Walking Dead is not a zombie show, really. Like, the zombies are a portion of this show that they have to deal with, and it's a drama.
Right.
With zombies in it. This is a comedy with superheroes in it, not a superhero comedy.
That's true.
Is what it looks seems to be. I'm sitting here speculating. It's like, oh, they've ordered a pilot, and I'm like, no, Andy, this is what it is. By the way, no, you're not getting it, man.
Let me tell you all that.
let me sell you on this more. Moving on to merchandise. A little merch.
Yeah, so the Batman v Superman merchandise has exploded. It's out there, which is awesome. So all the toys are out there in Toys R Us, Target, Walmart. They're pretty well picked over at the moment. So,
dude, I went because you guys went out. You and Brian,
yeah,
you went out.
I went out on New Year's Day.
Yeah,
and immediately texted you guys.
Yeah,
and Brian goes, "Getting the kids ready," and I'm going myself, which is awesome.
Which is
I respect that. I can imagine his wife going, "But we have to go see Grandma." I don't care. Batman v Superman.
Grandma can wait.
Grandma's not going anywhere. She moves slow.
She'll be there in a couple hours, or a few days, or however long it takes us to get these toys. But yeah, you guys were hot on it, and you picked up some sweet stuff. I didn't get to the stores until a couple days later, and I went to Target. But I will say, man, I don't think that there was a ton of stuff that they had at Target, you know, just because it's the beginning. But I'll tell you what, whatever that they had was almost completely
gone. Yeah.
Which I was like, bitching.
Like, yeah.
For me, sucks. But at the same time, I didn't run out immediately, you know. It was kind of like, well, this is my penance, you know, for not going and being a true dedicated fan. But, you know, fantastic.
And we didn't even have, like, a Force Friday.
No.
Or a Batman v Superman Booze Day.
Booze Day.
Bun Day.
I don't know.
So stupid.
I love it.
So stupid.
Happy Booze Day. What is that? Well, Batman v Superman merch, obviously. Like, I would have never guessed that.
But yeah, it was picked over. I mean, by the time I got there, I don't want to say most of the good stuff, but a lot of it was gone. I was able to get a couple cool things, which was awesome.
Yeah, you got some cool stuff, man.
And if any listener wants to see what I picked up, go to the Holy Batcast YouTube page,
because
I did a little unboxing video of my Batman v Superman toys.
I didn't realize you had done that, sir.
Well, I wasn't, and then my friend who runs a lot of my, like, he does a lot of my tech stuff, he goes, "Dude, you need to do one of those." I'm like, "Really?" He goes, "Oh, yeah, people on YouTube watch that." I'm like,
"Totally.
Okay, I'll do it." So, yeah, so there's a little video of me opening the toys that I bought from the Batman v Superman merch. So I got a few things. Still on the hunt for some. Brian was nice enough to pick me up an Aquaman, so now I got Aquamoa, as I have dubbed him.
Oh yeah, dude,
I'm spending a little too much on these, but I'm so excited. Like, I can't remember the last time I went to Toys R Us every day looking for movie toys. Like, I didn't do that for Dark Knight Rises. Like, I didn't do that for Man of Steel.
Right.
I didn't do that for Avengers. but I'm doing it for this, and I don't know, like, this, I'm that excited.
I found myself doing a little self-loathing that I don't own a Ben Affleck Batman, BBS Batman yet, like, in some degree, like, at all. Like, the fact that I don't own one, like, last night I was kind of going over it, because much like you, Rob from Rob's Rogues, Everyone Loves the Drake podcast, he posted his episode on YouTube of his review of some of his BVS toys as well, so check that out. But I was watching his video last night and doing the, like, damn it, what? I don't have this. Why don't I
That's
have
so
this?
That's so cool. I
need it.
And you cannot find Wonder Woman.
Yeah, like, I don't even think there was a tag that I could see at Target. I don't even think they had any out there.
And I didn't find her, and so I was like, well, maybe I'll order her from Amazon. I'll cheat. And so I went on Amazon, and she was normal price, and I was like, no, I still want to find her out in the wild. I'll give it a few days. I gave it a few days, and on Amazon, it went from $20 to $45.
Holy crap.
So,
man,
it'll get better. Like, as more shipments get out there, it'll be easier to find and stuff. But, yeah,
it's a cool figure too, but I honestly, that once we saw that one, the sculpt, the Mattel Multiverse one. It's the
The $20 ones, right, are Multiverse.
Right.
They used to be called Movie Masters, now they're Multiverse.
Multiverse.
And then there's a tier lower that's $10, and those are just Batman v Superman. Like, they don't have another title. And those are cheaper and less articulated and less sculpted. So they don't look as good as the Multiverse, hence why they're half the price. Because it seems like the other the $10 ones are for the kids to fight with. Mm-hmm. And then the $20 ones are for the collectors.
There was one, though, that we reviewed that came out. I don't know if it was just announced a while ago or if it's already out, but it was like a higher end, like, figurine.
Oh, that, like, one. The statue. Oh, yeah. The one that was standing on the base, yes. That was the BVS logo. That one?
Couldn't be that one. No way. No way it could be that.
I think it was.
Damn it. It's totally that one. That one might be the one
holding
out for. But again, then that starts getting
But that's like $100.
I know. That's the one I want, though. It's like
it's
the really
beautiful,
bitchin'
though, yeah.
Quality one. But yeah, exactly. I probably will end up just getting the Movie Masters or whatever they
call. Well, I'm even buying the $10 ones, which I shouldn't and don't need them, but I'm like, oh, but it's there. It's like,
oh my god, I have no room for this stuff. That's part of the problem too. But man, I know. I mean, I have to be strategic about these selections, because I can't go off the cuff and buy this stuff. Like, I gotta plan out which ones I'm gonna get for money, space, etc. Reasons. I gotta be reasonable about this, which it's very difficult to. But luckily, since everything was sold out in Target, it wasn't hard for me
to
turn it down. I was like, oh, no problem. Yeah, I can self-control, sure. But man, it's bitching. And there's a bunch more merch as well alongside of the figures.
It's not just toys, yeah.
It's not just toys. There's a ton of t-shirts, and there's a couple of messenger bags that aren't on here that have been released by Merchoid. So you can check out their website for all of those t-shirts. Some of the, I think they did the initial ones that we had reviewed earlier.
Yeah.
The Gotham Demon, the False God one, those ones.
I'm looking at them here. I like the one that's just the logo. Simple. I like that.
Totally.
And I like the LexCorp one.
Yeah.
I dig the shirts that are a fake company.
Yes.
Without calling out that they're a fake company. Mm-hmm. Like, I have a PIM one, a PIM technology one.
Oh, that's
like,
awesome.
Like, I want the LexCorp one.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Because, like, to the average Joe, they, like, look at that and think it's, like, some real company t-shirt.
Yeah,
but, you know,
it's
then
awesome.
You get the nerd that's like, that's that rules, yeah. Dude, and you know they get it.
And I have a buddy who has, like, Wayne Enterprises and stuff.
Oh,
it's cool.
Yeah, dude.
And then, aside from this, so this is all at Merchoid, the WB store online also...
Oh, okay.
Has a bunch of stuff. Has
really?
A bunch of t-shirts, mugs, phone cases.
Oh boy.
So just in case you need more temptation. And I know, and that was I haven't even gone to the site because I know I will add things to the cart. And I need to not do that.
Oh man. Yeah. The only hope is not seeing it for a while until I basically have to look at it on weeks that, like, rent is due. So I'm like, I literally will get kicked out of my apartment if I buy this.
I cannot do that.
That's the only way. I know. Some of these other ones are really cool. They have some other designs that you can check out that are, you know, more of the artistic stuff, like the art pieces. Like that one with Superman and kind of like that sort of halo of light around his head. I mean, it's a bitchin' art design, but it's one of those things that on a t-shirt, it's like it looks cool, like more like on the wall.
Exactly. Yeah, that's how I feel about
a t-shirt.
And that's how I feel about a lot of these is like, I love the art.
But throw it on a t-shirt.
But not on a t-shirt. Yeah. I'm not going to wear it. Yeah. Like this Wonder Woman one, it looks like a painting of Wonder Woman, and it's very colorful, and there are like splotches of paint behind her, and it looks awesome, but not on a shirt. On a shirt, it's too much.
Yeah.
If it was on a print, I would put it up.
It's a little, it's a little tie-dye-esque.
Exactly, yeah.
So it's like, you get what they're going for.
On shirts, less is more.
Yeah, totally. I'm with you, and we're older, so we're, we try and keep it, reserved, professional.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, that's what we're going for, why we choose those designs.
Right.
Is because we want to be respected.
So professional.
And not looked at as these weird nerds. That's why we do it.
And we fail.
And we fail. Oh, God. So, yes, good luck to all of you out there in resisting the merchandise. But you know what? We're not encouraging you to resist. We're encouraging you to give in.
Well, it's part of the fun. Exactly. It's part of the fun and excitement.
You can stare at your wonderful, hard-earned Wonder Woman statue as they drag your couch and your car and all the things away from you because of the debt that you've incurred. But it'll be there to comfort you in those hard times. So don't worry.
So we've got one quick message and listener feedback here. This is from D. White. Don't see his full name.
Just Dave. Says Dave.
Dave. All right, from Dave.
What's up, Dave?
So Dave says, hey guys, Happy New Year. I have one BVS Dawn of Justice question and a couple Star Wars questions for you. say whatever reason, shudder the thought that BVS only makes a fraction of the expected box office. Do you think the planned DC expanded cinematic universe will cease to exist? And if you were running things at Warner's, what would be your next step if this occurs? There are many who would say Disney's marketing of Star Wars The Force Awakens has been flawless. In your opinion, what missteps, if any, has BVS made? And then John Williams' original score for Star Wars is one of the most iconic soundtracks in film history, and in varying degrees, it continues to be used in the animated shows and subsequent sequels. Do you think the same could be done with Batman-centric films and TV shows? And if so, which score would you deem appropriate? Thanks, and always, as always, keep up the great work.
Some really good questions
here. Good questions. So for the first question, if BVS underperforms, what does that mean for the DCEU?
Cease to exist is... there's no way.
It won't cease to exist because guess what? There's already going to be three other movies either in production or finished before it comes out.
They're happening.
They're happening.
So even if this... even if BVS doesn't do well, it's not what everyone has hoped, there is still going to be these other movies that could kind of... regain some momentum, or I think honestly they're going to be different flavors too.
Yeah.
So I think that there's going to, they're clearly not, they're going for an overall cohesive feel in the universe, but the types of movies that they're making are definitely very different.
Mm-hmm.
No way that the expanded cinematic universe will cease to exist. I could see a couple of the movies getting cut out.
Exactly. Yeah. I think worst case scenario. Absolute worst case scenario, because by the time BVS comes out, we Suicide Squad, Wonder Woman, and Justice League will already be past the point of no return.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get those movies regardless.
Yeah.
But if it completely, completely disappoints, I think the worst case scenario is a lot of the solo films get canceled,
mm-hmm.
Flash gets canceled, maybe Aquaman, maybe
Justice
Cyborg.
League becomes one movie.
Yeah.
Because they'll still do Justice League.
But they'll still do Justice League.
Yeah.
So I think worst case, they still do Justice League 2 as well, I think, because they locked all these people up in contracts.
Yeah.
It would have to straight up bomb Fantastic Four level for them to cancel Justice League.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I don't see that there's any just the idea that you have Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman in a movie, it's not going to fail. Like, it's going to make...
Not financial.
Financially, not financial. it's going to kill it. Review-wise, who knows?
Yeah.
That's, who knows? Yeah. And that obviously says a lot. That's, you know, it's not just dollars.
But reviews don't... Well, I don't know. They keep making Transformers.
Truth. Truth, man.
You know?
If it's entertaining...
If it makes $1 billion... Critics can say whatever they want.
Totally.
And fans can bitch all they want. They'll still make more.
Absolutely. So, yeah, we don't want it to go that way.
No.
And
here's the thing. Even if BVS does disappoint in one way or another, you've got Suicide Squad right there to back it up.
Yeah.
And I don't see Suicide Squad failing. There seems to be too much excitement. So
right.
I feel like if they were to both fail miserably... Mm-hmm. Then you got trouble.
Yeah. And there's so much opportunity for them to build and grow on these things. I feel like these movies are more like these TV shows that are out now. You don't put so much weight on one that's kind of a little lackluster, mm-hmm. you know, or maybe one that kind of disappoints you or angers you, knowing that a lot of times that is for a reason.
Yeah.
And then they do something later on. It feels more like that because this isn't the 90s. You know, we throw out a Batman movie, see how it does, then maybe try and slate the next one. I mean, they're building a universe.
Yeah.
So there's so much thought and effort going into these. I just don't see how it could possibly do poorly, even review-wise, just because I think that it's going to just be, like, if anything, it's just going to be too much for some people. Like, it might be too bombastic or, you know, these things or for people who want it more simplistic, you know, people who are like, want the Batman 66 to be the cinematic Batman. It's like,
right. Well,
no, it's not going to be that, you know, so, but you're out from the get go, you're going to be disappointed as we've discussed before. So, you know, I think that we will definitely be seeing almost definitely some switching around with dates. And I mean, you're talking about like with Aquaman, it's like, it feels like Aquaman is like the next thing, like after this.
Yeah.
Like, it's really building so much.
He's very well
momentum.
Represented in merchandise.
Yes. So. You know, that obviously points to the idea that he is represented in BVS pretty, you know.
Maybe more than we thought.
More than we thought. But, you know, potentially even more that we could be seeing these slates changed around. So, yeah. I think
you could see some adjustment if, like, BVS comes out and everybody loves Aquaman, and they're like, oh my god, Aquaman's the best, he stole the movie.
Yeah.
Then I could see that, like, getting bumped up.
Sure.
Or them slating a sequel for him in place of Green Lantern. Yeah, who knows? But, like, just...
Yeah,
there's... Just, there may be some adjustments based on reactions, but it's not going to fail financially.
No.
It's just not. There's just too... There's too much buzz around it. You know, even the people who aren't excited can't wait to see it so they can rip on it, you know, like,
yeah,
so
there's just so, it's just such a huge property and people are so curious. I mean, it would, like you said, it would have to be awful.
Yeah,
it would have to be awful. And honestly, so far it's like, I feel like we can confidently say it's not going to be awful,
right.
You know, because there are so many things that we already know will happen that can't be changed, that aren't going to be changed, that I know for you and I that we love, and we're like, as long as that thing's in the movie, we're going to like the movie. Like, there may be parts of it that we don't like or things that result that we don't like. But, yeah, as far as, you know, decimating the expanded universe, I just – nah. It's – they've got too much stacked into this, you know, and too much going for it for that to happen.
So any missteps in the marketing of Batman v Superman?
What do you think?
I think – yes, I do. I think the biggest misstep was when the first teaser leaked the day of Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody's fault.
Right.
But was unfortunate and I think kind of hurt that launch.
The timing was a little weird.
The timing was bad and the fact that it leaked was bad.
Well, and that could have had something to do kind of with the merchandise and how this is – they've played out the merchandise too.
Yeah.
I mean, that could have been a decision made based off of something like that.
Yeah. You know? So that – I mean, I wouldn't call that a misstep on WB. Well, the timing I would call a misstep on WB's part.
Sure.
They should have given a bigger cushion.
Yeah.
But they didn't, and I think that hurt it.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I like the newest trailer, I would consider it a misstep just because so many people don't like it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's – I wonder if they had just left out the spoilers, the Doomsday thing, if it would have been more well received, just because people would have been like, even if that's not all there is to it, which everything points towards that it's not, that they wouldn't have felt, you know, disappointed or that there was anything left out of it.
I think it would have been better if they had teased Doomsday instead of shown Doomsday.
Yeah.
Like if they had had the Lex line, the devil will do it, and you hear a roar and you see
you
them.
You see him in the distance coming down the building, and that's it.
Yeah. Or if there's another shot of him in silhouette or something, you know, where they could have teased him. I think that would have been better.
But you also wonder, I mean, there's two sides to this. You wonder, it's like, do they not want to make him too important? Just because if he's not the you know, ultimate threat in the movie, and he is a threat, a big threat, but more of a uniting factor, they don't want to make him too, you know, because if they make him too much of this ominous presence, and then basically he's defeated, and then there's more, you know, people might feel like, oh, well, that was a letdown. But at the same time, if that's the case, maybe don't show him. So it's like... you see both sides, but it's definitely. I mean, I would agree that Star Wars, their marketing was
spot on. Yeah,
they're especially again with the misdirection that they did. I thought that was brilliant. They didn't lie to anyone. They just sort of kind of made you think one thing and then sort of did another.
Yeah,
and you're like, oh, so it kind of kept you guessing.
Yeah, and that still might be the case for BVS.
That very well could be, and I
do think there is.
Really,
I think there is some misdirection going on with the BVS market.
I do too. But it is very hard to say. But yeah, I think they're minor, because overall, I just think it's like the things that are really important. You know, it's like, okay, if you're going to misstep on anything, you know, Doomsday. Okay, yeah, if he's not what people want, all right, you know, maybe that's the one to miss on. Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman. Are on point to me, personality-wise, tonally, looks-wise.
Yeah.
Those are the big, important ones. Arguably Lex, you know, that's obviously a kind of like a... But, you know, we have more to see. It's definitely something new. People don't like getting new things when they're familiar with a character. They don't, you know. So it will be very interesting to see how this plays out. And we'll have to... And we'll really know once we've seen the movie, you know, like how good the marketing was or bad. But... not flawless.
And then finally, music. If there were to be a Batman theme that was used in all media, what would it be? I think you know my answer to this.
It's probably the same as mine.
It's the Elfman.
Yeah.
The Elfman theme.
Yeah.
And that almost became that, because, of course, it was introduced in Batman 89, but then it did carry over to the animated series.
Yep, exactly.
And so... It became the sound of Batman for a very long time, so much so that even the Dark Knight music, which some great, great scores for the Dark Knight, was unable to overshadow the Elfman theme.
Yeah.
So if you were to commit to one Batman theme, I think that's the one, and I'd be okay with that. But I also understand why you wouldn't, because you want each new iteration to have its own sound.
Yeah, yeah, and for it to fit tonally, you know. But that one is the one... I think that is most recognizable. People hear it and they know it.
They know it's Batman.
I mean, other than na 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 na.
Yeah, those are the two.
Those are the two. But I mean, like, as far as one, you know, you don't make the na 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 one like a cinematic, you know, big score. It's like, that's a great one.
I'd use it in BVS.
I would.
People say it's not fun enough. I'll give you some fun.
Dude, the super challenge out there. All right. For any of you music mixer, I don't even know what to respectfully call you, a DJ or anybody who makes music, do like a epic what's the guy that did the soundtrack for BVS?
Junkie XL.
Do your Junkie XL version of the na 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 66 Batman
theme. I would make it slow and haunting and sung by like a little girl. So like as he's standing on a rooftop, you just hear that. Like I'm thinking like the beginning of Pirates of the Caribbean, the little girl going yo ho,
oh
yo.
Yeah, very haunting.
So yeah, imagine like na 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 Batman.
Oh god, it's chilling. My god, I hope somebody with some true talent out there that I don't possess, please make that. My God, I would listen to it over and over. But yeah, it's definitely the Elfman.
Yeah.
The Elfman is the all-encompassing. It's the one.
It's the one.
It's the one.
So, Dave, thank you so much for your message. We really appreciate it. Everybody out there, please, if you've got any questions you want us to address on the show, send them our way, and we love doing it. Gives us keeps us on our toes, which is nice. But yeah. It is good to be back, Jamie. So, again, back, Happy Andy. New Year. Happy 2016.
Yeah, man.
Coming,
it's a beautiful year.
That's right.
It's already looking good.
The movie is barreling our way, but for everybody out there, thank you for downloading the show, and thank you for listening. Make sure that you do check out all the other great shows on the BatmanUniverse.net and visit thebatmanuniverse.net and all the articles and great information and reviews and so on that you can find there. Don't forget to also check out my other show, Holy Batcast. It's another one where it's not news. We just dive into other Batman subjects, and check out the YouTube channel as well because there are some new videos on there. But that will do it for this episode. Oh, until man. Next week.
It's going to be a new year of greatness, guys, so just buckle up. We'll be here. Don't let the negativity get you down. Just check in with us, and we'll keep it positive.
That's right.
We'll keep it
Stay
rocking.
Excited.
Yeah.
So, again, thank you so much for downloading the show. We will see you next week. As always, on behalf of Jamie, I have been one of your hosts, Andy DeGenova. This has been the Batman Universe.
The Batman Universe is not affiliated with Warner Brothers or DC Entertainment. The thoughts and opinions expressed by the participants are theirs and theirs alone and do not represent the companies or organizations that they happen to work for. But thanks for joining us for this episode, and we will see you around Gotham.
We've been together for some time.
All right.
What?
Let's do it. Let's shake the cobwebs off.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, man.
It's been weeks.
It has been weeks. I know. How do we do this again? So we talk. We talk?
Think we just talk?
We talk about Batman.
I was going to do it all in armpit farts.
I would sit here for a very long time.
Morse code.
Waiting for it. Just if I knew there was going to be an attempt coming, I would sit here for a very long time to see what that... And probably would just be like, oh, well, yeah, it's just a bunch of farts. I don't know if it was good or bad.
That was an hour of farts.
Yeah, it was literally... I mean, they were committed. I feel like they literally translated the Morse code, regretted it, but they did all the work, and they had to keep going. That being said... Andy,
let's get started.
What's up, man?